I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Akosua Yamwa. In the headlines, Vice President Mahama takes over as new president in smooth transition, whilst grief continues to pour in memory of late President John Atta Mills. President John Mahama declares 1 week national mourning in memory of late President Mills as all flags fly at half-mast. Judiciary and legislature extend condolences to the executive for their loss. Political parties halt all partisan activities in respect of memory of late President Mills. And we tell you how the local and international media reported the sad story. Former Vice President John Dramani Mahama was last night sworn in as president following the death of Professor Mills in accordance with Article 60, Clause 6 of the 1992 Constitution. He took the oath of allegiance and the oath of the office of president, administered by the Chief Justice, Mrs. Theodora Georgina Wood, before Parliament.
I,
John Dramani Mahama,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Republic of Ghana as by law established.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Republic of Ghana as by law established.
That I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of Ghana.
That I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of Ghana.
And that I will preserve.
And that I will preserve.
Protect.
Protect.
And defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
And defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
So help me God.
So help me God.
The presidential oath. I,
John Dramani Mahama,
having assumed the high office of President of the Republic of Ghana,
having assumed the high office of President of the Republic of Ghana,
on the basis of Article 66 of the Constitution,
on the basis of Article 66 of the Constitution,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear,
that I will be faithful and true to the Republic of Ghana.
That I'll be faithful and true to the Republic of Ghana.
That I will at all times preserve.
That I will at all times preserve.
Protect.
Protect
and defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
And defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
And that I dedicate myself to the service and well-being of the people of the Republic of Ghana.
And that I dedicate myself to the service and well-being of the people of the Republic of Ghana.
And to do right to all manner of persons.
And to do right to all manner of persons.
I further solemnly swear that should I at any time break this oath of office, I shall submit myself to the laws of the Republic of Ghana.
To the laws of the Republic of Ghana.
And suffer the penalty for it.
And suffer the penalty for it.
So help me God.
So help me God.
In a short remark after the ceremony, President John Dramani Mahama described the death of President Mills as an unprecedented tragedy in the history of Ghana.
It is with deep sorrow and a heavy heart that I address the nation through your august house. Fellow countrymen and women, our nation has been hit by an unprecedented tragedy. Our nation is in mourning at the sudden and untimely death of the President of the Republic of Ghana and Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, His Excellency Professor John Evans Atta Mills. For the first time in the history of our dear country, we have lost a sitting president who worked so tirelessly for his people. The president was taken ill around noon. He was rushed to the 37th Military Hospital, and try as the medical team did, they were not able to avert this tragic loss. The president passed away at 14:15 hours. This is the saddest day in our nation's history. Fears have engulfed our nation, and we are deeply saddened and distraught. I never imagined that one day I would address our nation in such difficult circumstances. I'm personally devastated. I've lost a father. I've lost a friend. I've lost a mentor and a senior comrade. Ghana is united in grief at this time for our departed president. On behalf of the government and people of Ghana, I extend our deepest condolences to the family of our late president. Our hearts at this time are especially with our mother, First Lady Mrs. Ernestina Nadu Mills.
You hear the new president, John Dramani Mahama. President John Dramani Mahama has declared 1 week of national mourning in memory of the late President John Evans Atta Mills. Consequently, all flags must fly at half mast.
We must all seek God's continued blessings on our land at this time of grief. In tribute to President Atta Mills, and as an expression of deep sorrow, I have requested that for the next 1 week, all flags should fly at half mast as we begin this difficult period of national mourning. This is an extremely difficult time, and we must bear up together as a nation. May the good Lord grant us the strength and fortitude to do this. God bless our homeland, Ghana.
President Mahama also paid glowing tribute to the late Professor Mills.
President Atta Mills had deep respect for the office he held and the people he served. He gave himself to bettering the lives of the people of this country. President Atta Mills dedicated his entire life to our dear nation. He was a brilliant academic, a sportsman by excellence, a law professor at the University of Ghana, Lagos, Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, Vice President of the Republic of Ghana, leader of the National Democratic Congress in opposition, and then he was sworn in as President of the Republic of Ghana on 7th January 2009. The fine gentleman that he was, President Atta Mills rightly earned the title Asomdwoe Hene. He brought a distinctive insight into Ghanaian politics. He remained humble, honest, and modest throughout his years in public service. He left his mark as a world leader and was a good example and an inspiration to all of us. President Mills met many challenges with remarkable strength. Our finest tribute to him at this moment is to maintain the unity and stability of our nation.
President Mahama, we now bring you a biography of President Mills.
President John Evans Atta Mills was born on the 21st of July 1944 at Takwa in the Western Region. After his secondary education at Ajimota School, he studied law at the University of Ghana. He continued to the London School of Economics and Political Science and the University of London School of Oriental and African Studies, completing his PhD dissertation on taxation and economic development. On his return to Ghana, he taught law at the University of Ghana, where he remained for some 25 years. He also served on numerous boards and committees, occasionally acting as a visiting professor in the United States and the Netherlands. President Mills eventually left academia to establish a distinguished career in public service. In 1988, he was appointed Acting Commissioner of Ghana's Internal Revenue Service, and he eventually became the Substantive Commissioner in 1993. He stood as President Jerry Rawlings' running mate under the banner of the NDC in 1996. They were victorious, and Mills took office on January 7, 1997, as Vice President, a post he held until 2001. President Mills was the candidate for the presidency in the 2000 and 2004 elections, but he was not successful. He was again the NDC candidate for the presidency in 2008 and campaigned with the slogan, "I believe in Ghana." This time round, his persistence and determination paid off. On January 7, 2009, he was officially sworn in as President of Ghana. In July last year, the NDC again elected him to be the candidate for the party in this December election. He was challenged in the primaries by the former First Lady, Nana Akunedu Ajimon-Rawlings, and that was the first time that a certain president was challenged by a member of his party. President Mills was a staunch Christian, as is heard in this message given to the Adenta branch of the ICGC.
I want to urge each and every one of us to continue along these lines, and also not to forget to pray for our dear nation. I am convinced that God has a special place in his heart for this dear nation of ours. However, there are certain conditions that we need to fulfill. We need to show God our gratitude. And how do we do it? It's all found in his word. But let me end by saying that sometimes we human beings make the mistake of thinking that whatever power we have is greater than God. It can never be greater than God. A servant can never be greater than the master.
Last Friday, President Mills performed his last official assignment when he swore in a deputy commissioner of Shraj.
I'd like to congratulate you on your appointment. Your work is clear cut, and I have no doubt that if you continue to work as a team, there's nothing that you cannot achieve. The people of Ghana are looking up to you and have every right to look up to you. We as government will give you the necessary support, but at the end of the day, everything depends on you and your colleagues. And therefore, wish you well. May God guide you.
Saturday, the president celebrated his 68th birthday.
You heard the biography of late President John Evans Atta Mills. Former Vice President John Dramani Mahama was last night sworn in as President of Ghana following the death of President John Evans Atta Mills. Prior to the presidency, was a communication expert, historian, writer, former Member of Parliament and Minister of State. We bring you a profile of President John Dramani Mahama. John Dramani Mahama was born in Damongo on the 29th of November 1958 in the Damongo Daboya constituency of Ghana. His father, Emmanuel Adama Mahama, was the first member of parliament for the West Gonja constituency and the first regional commissioner of the Northern Region during Ghana's First Republic. He attended the University of Ghana, receiving a bachelor's degree in history in 1981 and a postgraduate degree in communication studies in 1986. Following this, John Mahama traveled to the Institute of Social Sciences in Moscow, Soviet Union, for further studies. After completing his education, John Mahama returned to Ghana, and from 1991 to 1996, he worked as the Information, Culture and Research Officer at the Embassy of Japan in Accra. From there, he moved to Plan International Ghana Country Office, an NGO, where he worked as an international relations, sponsorship, communications and grants manager. Politically, John Dramani Mahama was first elected to the Parliament of Ghana in 1996 to represent the Bole Bamboe constituency for a four-year term. In April 1997, he was appointed Deputy Minister of Communications. He rose to become the Substantive Minister of Communications by November 1998. In 2000, Mr. Mahama was re-elected for another four-year term as a Member of Parliament for the Bole Bamboe constituency. He was again re-elected in 2004 for a third term. From 2001 to 2004, Mr. Mahama served as the Minority Parliamentary Spokesman for Communications. In 2002, he was appointed a Director of Communications for the NDC. That same year, he served as a member of the team of international observers selected to monitor Zimbabwe's parliamentary elections. During his tenure as Minister of Communications, John Mahama also served as the chairman of the National Communications Authority, where he played a key role in stabilizing Ghana's telecommunications sector after it was deregulated in 1997. He's also served as a member of the National Economic Management Team, a founding member of the Ghana AIDS Commission, a member of the Implementation Committee of the 2000 National Population Census, and a deputy chairman of the Publicity Committee for the reintroduction of the value-added tax VAT. Continuing to expand his interest and involvement in international affairs, in 2003, Mr. John Mahama became a member of the Pan-African Parliament, serving as the chairperson of the West African Caucus. In 2005, he was additionally appointed a minority spokesman for foreign affairs. On January 7, 2009, John Mahama became the Vice President of the Republic of Ghana. In line with Ghana's constitution, John Mahama was sworn in as president on Tuesday, July 24, 2012, upon the death of John Evans Atta Mills. He is married to Lordina Mahama, with whom he has seven children. A vice president, he wrote five books, namely My First Coup d'Etat and Other True Stories from the Lost Decades of Africa. There was a profile of the President of the Republic of Ghana, John Dramani Mahama. Some MPs have expressed shock about the demise of the former president. First, the Minister of Tourism and MP for North Dai, Akwasena Senator Dansua, says, in this moment of grief, Ghanaians should stand united and show mutual strength.
It's a difficult one, but I think that whilst we mourn the sudden and shocking passing of our beloved President, His Excellency John Evans Atta Mills, all of us Ghanaians, no matter where we belong, should remember that we have lost the President of this nation. Whilst he was alive, he was father to everybody. He didn't discriminate against Party A, Party B, men, women, children, or the youth. And therefore, in this moment of grief, we need to bind together as Ghanaians, as a nation, so that we can, first of all, give him a befitting burial and funeral, and secondly, carry on with the good work he did whilst he was alive. It is a very tragic event. We are Ghanaians, and we know that as Ghanaians, we don't jubilate or celebrate the death of even our enemies. It is rather unfortunate that some people have been reported to have rejoiced on the news of the passing of our president. It is really un-Ghanaian. It is really an African. But, well, we all are in this world which is described as a stage. Each and every one of us will come, play our part, and exit. His Excellency President J.E. Mills has exited now. The majority of us Ghanaians are sad at his sudden exit.
You hear the Minister of Tourism, Akua Senadansua. Member for Equatia, Dr. Kofi Asare, advised Ghanaians to put aside their differences and unite.
Ghanaians should brace ourselves together. It's very sad, and the nation is in a state of mourning. I believe when somebody is dead, all other things should stop. In that tradition, death brings us together. So I expect that we all will join hands in mourning our late president, and we wish that the nation pulls itself through these sad times. And my condolences to the bereaved family.
That was MP for Akwetia, Dr. Kofi Asare. The flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, has expressed shock at the death of President John Atta Mills. In a statement, Nana Addo said whilst on a campaign tour of the Evaluwe Gerard constituency in the Western Region, he heard the sad news of the death of President Mills. He therefore decided to suspend the rest of the campaign tour until further notice. Nana Addo expressed condolences to the First Lady, Mrs. Nadu Mills, and the rest of the family. He extended his condolences to the government and people of Ghana on the death of the president and also to the NDC on the loss of its leader. He called on all Ghanaians to stand united in this moment of national loss and grief. Nana Addo prayed to the Almighty that he give his soul a peaceful place of abode. The flag bearer of the PNC, Hassan Ayariga, said he first took the news of the former president's passing as a prank, but as reality set in, he broke down in tears. He described President Mills as a hero.
We are all not happy to hear such news. This afternoon I was in my campaign office around 3 o'clock when I got a call that the president has passed away. I was very, very sad. I thought it was some kind of a joke. And I asked whether people were joking with me, and they said, no, it's reality. In fact, I broke down immediately and wanted to confirm. So I made 2-3 calls, and then it was confirmed to me that it was the truth. Indeed, we have all lost a hero. The President of the Republic of Ghana is the President of this nation. He served Ghana very well, irrespective of political affiliations. He served that with honesty. He had no faults with anybody, even though political parties have their own say. But in a nutshell, he is a hero, and we are happy that even though he has passed away, but we are happy to remember a hero in our life.
You hear the flag bearer of the PNC, Hassan Ayariga, sharing his grief on the demise of President Atta Mills. The national chairman of the NPP, Jacob Echebe-Lamte, has expressed the party's condolences to the family of late President Mills, as the party has suspended the celebration of his 20th anniversary, which is due this weekend, whilst the party's presidential candidate, Nana Akufo-Addo, has also suspended his campaign activities.
Again, we join with all Ghanaians, because this is our president who has died in office. So we join with all Ghanaians in mourning. We extend our deepest condolences to his wife and family. We also extend our condolences to the National Democratic Congress, whose flag bearer he was. As a mark of respect, the party has suspended all its activities about celebrating this 20th anniversary, which was due this weekend. And also our presidential candidate, who is currently campaigning in the Western region, has also immediately suspended his campaigning and cancelled all campaign activities and will be returning to Accra. Again, we call on all Ghanaians and all friends of Ghana at home and abroad to come together and join us in praying for the late president and asking that God may allow his soul to rest in perfect peace.
The General Secretary of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet, described late President Mills as a great man who served the nation well. He said the party's flag is flying at half-mast in recognition of the death of President Mills.
When news of the death first came to us,
we were in a leadership meeting. Present was the chairperson, Honorable Samia Yaba Nkrumah, and also the presidential candidate, Dr. Abu Sakara. When we heard of this terrible news, we can say at the CPP that our flags are now flying at half-mast in recognition of the death of a great man. And in fact, at that very meeting, we held a minute silence. He was a great man in his private life and a great man in his public life, and a public servant who served this nation well and whom many should seek to emulate by the way he conducted his life. We in the CPP believe that another great oak has fallen in the ever-depleting forest of progressive forces, and we wish the NDC, we wish the country, and we wish his family well in this very difficult time.
General Secretary of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet. The chairman of the CPP and MP for Jomoro, Samia Yaba Nkrumah, has described the late President Mills as a true Nkrumahist. She said this was not in words but practically demonstrated. Samia Nkrumah, on behalf of the CPP, expressed the party's condolences to the First Lady, Mrs. Ernestina Nadu Mills, and the nation as a whole.
President Mills has never hidden his admiration for Osajibu Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. Indeed, he was the first president to declare Founders Day, or the 21st of September, as a public holiday. He also oversaw the issue of the two CD notes with Kwame Nkrumah's picture on one side of it. I recall now the visit to Addis Ababa in February of this year, when we accompanied the president to unveil the statue of Kwame Nkrumah in Addis Ababa in front of the new AU building. We can recall many, many stories. Suffice it to say that within his own capacity, he has honored Kwame Nkrumah.
CPP Chairman and MP for Jomoro, Samia Yaba Nkrumah, the Majority Leader Cletus Avoca, and Minority Leader Osei Mensah Bonsu described President Mills' death as a tragic event.
Honorable Speaker of Parliament, in this sad moment and mood, we are lost in words. Suffice it to say, however, that this Audience House will, at the appropriate time, pay a befitting tribute to our departed President, His Excellency Professor J. A. Mills. This event undoubtedly is a tragic one in the history of our nation. The suddenness of this rather unheralded departure has rendered sudden the spirit of a nation, as the President has implored us. Let the event serve as a fulcrum to unite this nation.
That was Majority Leader Cletus Avoca and Minority Leader Osei Mensah Bonsu. A close friend of President Mills and national organizer of the NDC, Yao Boatinjan, said President Mills was his political mentor. His death is a devastating blow to him and all those who looked up to him.
Losing somebody very close and losing somebody who has been a mentor and somebody who I have learned a lot as far as my political career is concerned, very devastating, and it's a big loss to me.
When you spoke to him on Saturday, did you get a feeling that he was not preparing for the vigorous campaign?
At all. You know, Oman is somebody who always say that, yeah, you are going to spearhead this campaign as far as his health issues are concerned. But he never told me that such a thing was going to happen. But I actually, you know, looking at him physically, thought that we rather need to do a lot, you know, to fill in the gap that will be created as far as his health was concerned. But I never expected that this thing will happen so soon.
National organizer of the NDC, Yawa Tinjan, the MP for Mfantsiman East, George Kuntu Blankson, whose constituency President Mills hailed from, thanked God for his life.
Anything is by God, so no matter what I would say, I just thank God for his life. And I know God did not do anything by mistake. There is a purpose for whatever has happened. So we thank God for his life. He is not a friend, he's a brother. And at the same time, a constituent. And as a Christian, I always depend upon the Lord for his direction. And as the Bible indicates, it's God who gives, and it's the God who also at the same time takes it. He knows why he has taken his life at the time.
MP for Mfantsiman East, George Kuntu Blankson. The MP for Bantama, Cecilia Dapa, said, though sad, this is the time for Ghanaians to become more united than ever before.
As a nation, indeed, losing a president is not an easy thing for this whole nation. And it's shocking. I mean, how do you even put it? It's a very sad day for all of us. And I'd like to wish the family all the condolences that I can master to give. It's a trying time, and we need to pull together to make sure that this country stays united.
MP for Bantama, Cecilia Dapa. The United Front Party wishes to express its profound condolences to Ghanaians, the family, friends and sympathizers, and the ruling National Democratic Congress, NDC, on the death of John Evans Atta Mills. The United Front Party joins the nation in mourning the late President John Evans Atta Mills. And now some reaction from our regional correspondents on the death of President Mills. First, the central region.
It is a sorrowful mood, and they are describing it as a day of infamy. A dark Tuesday is for the people of Cape Coast, and for that matter, Ghanaians. As journalists, we went to the family house of the president at Nkamfua. When we got there, the sister, Mrs. Kwashi Mills, has just returned from Accra, and she tells us that she was with the president earlier in Accra when the incident happened. But they declined to speak to the news team because they were in the state of shock, because they could not believe it that their dear brother has passed away.
The wedding hall has been very sympathetic, and as you say, the whole township of Ho is in a very mournful mood, and it is usually a rowdy and busy day with vehicles, movement of people, and the whole market is always choked. Everything has come to a halt. You see market women and workers rushing home just to go and glue themselves to the television to see what is happening. So, whole is in a very mournful state. It's quiet.
We also hit the new plant station, Accra, Kumasi, Accra new plant station, where people were met, were all discussing, talking about this sudden death of our president. So they had gathered the passengers and talking to them that they should not take advantage of it and probably cause confusion when they are on board.
Sunyane is in a very somber mood. People are just shocked, trapped into disbelief. They just can't, imagine that this is happening. Like we said over and over again, this is the first time it's happening in Ghana's history. And the fact that Sunyane is a stronghold of the NPP, where a lot of people wear their NPP names on their sleeve, the level of grief is very, very instructive that this death seems to be uniting us in our sorrow. You know, so just like everywhere in Ghana, immediately I heard the news, I went to the NBC regional headquarters, and a crowd had gathered there. Unfortunately, the regional chairman and other top executives of the party were not in the town at the time. Most of them were in Accra. And so the few officers there, you know, were like playing host to, a crowd of about nearly 100, 150 people, all seeking answers about questions running around their heads about whether it was true or not. But this has been confirmed, and it's unbelievable.
It's a
Tamale is mourning. In fact, the regional minister himself confirmed that he didn't believe the story initially until he heard this on TV, the regional secretariat of the NDC. And unfortunately, most of them were not present. The staff and the usual pomp and pageantry that accompanies the breaking of fast here at the regional secretariat of the NDC was not there, because most of them in a weeping and a mourning mood left for their various houses. Yeah, I spoke with the NPP, Tamale Central Communications Officer of the NPP, and he also expressed shock and said that this has brought about a new change in the country.
Well, the mood is not different from what is happening in other parts of the country and the world at large after the announcement of the death of the president, John Evans Atamoles. If you went to Takoradi, the places that, you know, Takoradi was, of course, from Politan City, and you have a lot of NPP guys, the places that you go, that normal you see people gathering, talking about NPP, condemning NDC and Atamoles. You realize everybody was solemn, sitting out quietly. People were talking about the sudden death of the president. And you realize that everybody was concerned and they were not happy about the sudden death. This news that came. This is one occasion I realized that people are coming together as a nation to mourn the president who is dead, and that they forgot about their political differences.
You heard our regional correspondent. With us in the studio is our presidential correspondent, Napoleon Atukitu, to tell us his experience on the beach at the castle. Now, Napoleon, how did you receive the news of the death of President Mills?
Thank you very much for this opportunity. Yesterday, I didn't come to work. I sought permission to stay back home and attend to a few other things at home. I was home when I had a call, an urgent call from an aide to the vice president that the vice president wanted to see me immediately at the castle. And I told them that where I was a bit far removed away from town, and so it was not possible for me to come. You know, actually, I live at Adenta, and from between Adenta, the traffic you have to commute before you get to castle is a very difficult situation. So that is how it ended. 20 minutes later, I had another call from another person from the vice president's outfit asking me where I was and that I should make myself available as soon as possible to assist in something. All these things were strange to me.
Do you remember what time that was?
That was around in the afternoon after 12 o'clock. After 12 o'clock. And, you know, when the calls were coming, they didn't disclose anything to me. What they did, the only thing they asked from me was that if I could assist to get the OB van, you know, the television outside broadcasting van to the castle, because the vice president wanted to deliver a nationwide broadcast. I was wondering. Then I gave him the same explanation, excuse, as I gave the first caller. Just then, I had a call from Kumasi, one radio correspondent, in fact, our own radio regional correspondent in Ashanti region, asking me whether I've heard that the president was dead. Well, I immediately dismissed it because I thought that we've heard several rumors before in 2008 and just recently. Another caller called me again, also asking me. At that time, I didn't know because I was still home until I called somebody from in the vice president's outfit who confirmed to me that this time it is true and that the president had passed away. In fact, it hit me like a bullet, and that's how it came.
So what time was that when you got the news?
Well, I was not checking the time, but it was past in the afternoon. At that time, I was listening to the PAC sitting live television broadcast at home. So around the time that Madame Betty Moldidrisu was addressing the PAC at Parliament, that the call started coming in.
All right. Now, which assignment do you describe as personally special to you?
There are a lot, because I started covering President Mills when he was vice president from 1997, and through him, I have traveled a lot to the countryside, because he's a man, despite the fact that he's an academic, he doesn't detach himself at all from the grassroots. And so he goes to the north, upper west, upper east, every region, every nook and cranny of the country, the president will be there. As far as assignment is concerned, in fact, because I've covered a lot from 1997 till date with regards to former President Rawlings, President Mills, and when he was vice president, it will be very difficult to pinpoint a particular one. However, what I will remember always was when the president called me one day when I was driving around the Accra Sports Stadium, and he called me to verify something from me. That was his first time calling me. In fact, from 97 till today, 2012, as I speak here now, I didn't know President even knew me personally, because if you are attached to the castle, it's your bosses, or you know, it's a schedule, official schedule from your office that assigns you to the castle. But he called me, I think last year or so, June last year, to verify something from me, and that I thought was special to me.
All right, thank you very much, Napoleon. You heard our presidential correspondent Napoleon Atukito telling us his experience on the beach at the castle. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: Vice President Mahama takes over as new president in smooth transition, whilst grief continues to pour in memory of late President John Atta Mills. President John Mahama declares 1 week national mourning in memory of late President Mills as all flags fly at half mast. Judiciary and legislature extend condolences to the executive for its loss. Political parties halt all partisan activities in respect of memory of late President Mills. And we tell you how the local and international media reported the sad story. The Ghana Trades Union Congress, TUC, and its affiliate unions have expressed shock at the death of President Mills. A statement signed by TUC Secretary General Kofi Asamoah described the incident as a great loss to the nation. It describes President Mills as a great man by all standards, who left the comfort of academia into the uncharted waters of partisan politics. It continued that he had paid his dues, believing that his life would be firmly placed in the memory of all citizens. The statement expresses the TUC's condolences to his family, the government, as well as the NDC, of which he was the leader and presidential candidate. The statement concluded by urging circumspection and unity of purpose in line with Ghana's cherished traditions as the nation mourns the president. It further calls for reverence in death and a befitting burial. The Commonwealth and the Center for Democratic Development have sent messages of condolences to the people of Ghana on the death of President John Evans Atta Mills. A statement signed by Secretary General of the Commonwealth Kamale Sharma and the Public Affairs of CDD Theodore Jeble expressed their deepest condolences to the family of the late President Mills, the government, and the people of Ghana. We bring you the details.
The statement from the Commonwealth described President Atta Mills as an inspiring leader of Ghana and a true Commonwealth champion who will be sorely missed at home and internationally. It said and described him as a strong advocate and supporter of the Commonwealth. It said the membership of the organization benefited enormously from his active participation in Commonwealth. The statement said Ghana was the first independent nation from Africa to join the modern Commonwealth and made impressive strides under the leadership of President Mills in both the fields of democracy and development. It recalled the official visit of Mr. Sharma to Ghana in 2009 and the very fruitful interaction he had with President Mills. For the CDD, it said it learnt with deep sorrow the sudden death of Professor Mills and joined Ghanaians all over the world in mourning the passing away of the president. It also expressed its condolences to the First Lady, Mrs. Ernestina Nadu Mills, and the family of the president. A statement signed by the Public Affairs Communication Officer of the CDD, Theodore Jeble, said President Atta Mills had served the nation in various capacities, in academia, public service, and for almost 8 years as vice president and president of this great nation. It is our hope that we unite in giving him a befitting burial, it said. The statement said, in times like this, it is of utmost importance that we are guided by the dictates of the Constitution. Ghanaians should also be mindful of their civic duty to ensure that the national and collective interests are served and protected.
A news desk report. President Goodluck Jonathan has expressed shock at the death of President John Atta Mills of Ghana. The president, in a statement signed by his media aide, Dr. Ruben Abati, prays for the repose of the late Ghanaian leader's soul. The statement reads, on behalf of the Nigerian president, the government and people of Nigeria, President Goodluck Jonathan extends sincere condolences to President Mills' family, as well as the government and people of Ghana. It is President Jonathan's hope and expectation that the excellent relationship which existed between Nigeria and Ghana during President Mills' tenure will continue to be strengthened under the new leadership in Ghana in the mutual interest of both countries. The Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, David Cameron, has sent words of condolences to the government and people of Ghana. It said, "I was deeply saddened to hear about the death of President Mills. President Mills was a tireless defender of democracy in West Africa and across the continent, and he will be greatly missed. Our thoughts and prayers are with his wife and family and all the Ghanaian people in these difficult times." News of the president's death hit the country yesterday. Many are still in a state of shock and sorrow. Radio Ghana spoke to some Ghanaians who expressed worry about the loss.
I was surprised to hear this thing. I don't think, in fact, I'm surprised very, very well.
If this thing happened, so how am I going to live in Ghana?
But I don't believe it until it's proof.
I'm just hearing it from a colleague, but I'm not believing it because I've not heard it on the radio. And
well, I mean, this is very sad news. Regardless of your political affiliation, regardless of whatever you believe in politically, whether you disagree or agree with him, I think this is a very sad day for all of us as Ghanaians. When I heard it, my knee-jerk reaction was that this cannot be true.
I think it's actually dead, and I think there's a need for you to worry because there can't be a country without a leader.
I can't want to blame him.
It's unfortunate. We have lost a good man who can help the nation to go on, and we have lost it. So I think it calls for how to sit and think about
it.
I feel very sad for the man. I'm very, very sad this evening when I heard the news. This man talked with passion. I felt very, very, I feel very, very sad this evening.
Well, I just can't be a moon at you. You are tired of Hankalini, so say. Kodeke dai mun san bai da lafiya amma ba mu sa mishi kamar ya mutu wannan lokaci ba gaskiya ya taba mu sosai sosai kuwa kuma ina tsamma shine wani shugaba kuma farkon shugaba da yake kan sarauta Allah ya karbi. It was a great shock to me.
Some reactions from the public on the death of the president. Following the demise of President Mills, the international media have not been left out in disseminating the sad news which took Ghanaians by surprise.
The United Kingdom-based Guardian newspaper reported that President Mills' death left the nation in shock. Mills, 68, was months away from completing his first term in office when he was taken ill on Tuesday, suffering from an unspecified illness. Crowds gathered around the 37 military hospital in the capital, Accra, in a mass outpouring of grief in the West African nation. The news follows weeks of speculation about his health after decline in public appearances and a trip to the US for medical reasons, which the president insisted was for a routine checkup. The BBC reported that President Mills was suffering from throat cancer and died a few hours after being taken ill yesterday. This is the first time that a president has died while in office in Ghana. In its report, Reuters reported how President Mills won international praise as leader of a stable model democracy in Africa. Mills had returned from medical checks in the United States a few weeks ago. Ghana's Election Commission said December's presidential and parliamentary elections would go ahead as planned. Mills' 2008 victory was his third attempt at the presidency. He had lost twice to John Kufuor in election in 2000 and 2004. AFP reports also said that the late president had recently traveled to the United States for what had been described as routine medical checkup. Mills took over as Ghana's president in January 2009. He narrowly won the vote in 2008 with a less than 1% margin.
was international reportage on the death of President Mills. We now go over to Jennifer Adulabi for how the local media reported the news.
Almost all the dailies carried the picture of the late President of the Republic of Ghana, Professor Evans John Atta Mills. The Daily Graphic has a picture of the late President under the caption, "Ghana mourns as President Mills passes on." Its editorial is titled, "Ghana in Tears." It says Ghanaians received the shock of their lives yesterday afternoon when the presidency announced the passing away of the President of the Republic. The paper concludes, "President Asumdiehene Demni Fradie, and may the good Lord grant him eternal rest in his bosom." What a shock is how the Ghanaian Times titles its editorial. It continues, "Our dear President John Evans Atta Mills is no more." According to the paper, President John Evans Atta Mills paid his dues, for he dedicated himself to the service of the nation. To the paper, despite his ill health, he still performed his duties to the state to the end. The Daily Guy says, "Here was a Ghanaian who served his nation in various capacities, products from which would undoubtedly stand up today to pay compliments to the Amenta. His invaluable contribution towards molding them registered indelibly in their memories." The paper adds that Ghanaians would have loved him to complete his mandate, but the Almighty God deemed it better to recall him. It renders its profound sympathy to the family he left behind and prays that God grants them the fortitude to weather the storm created by the loss.
Now to the news. Here again are the main points. President John Dramani Mahama has declared 1 week of national mourning following the death of President Mills. At his swearing-in last night, President Mahama asked that all flags fly at half-mast. The death of President Mills hits the nation by surprise. Various individuals, organizations, and political parties continue to express their condolences to the late president. Radio Ghana prays that his soul rest in peace. And all political parties have halted partisan activities in respect of the memory of the late president. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana in Accra.